Samoan rugby league players have been big names in the Aussie League for many years. They are part of sporting history, with Pacifica players dominating the league, making up almost 50% of the NRL. They are renowned for their physical prowess. But what motivates them to be these great athletes? What are they like as people off the field, as a dad, as a son, as a first generation in Australia?
My parents, they made a massive decision to move from Samoa when I was a baby. Just got up and made the decision to come to Australia. Didn't know where we were going to live. Didn't know where it would take us. But I think that massive sacrifice that they did, that's the main reason why I've got the opportunity now.
Can you be an Aussie and Samoan?
From a Pacific point of view, well, it makes sense to us. It's like, yeah, sweet, all good. If you want to play for Samoa, go play for Samoa. If you want to go play for Australia, go play for Australia, you know. Now what's for dinner? You know what I mean? It's not a topic of conversation.
How does being Samoan impact them off the field?
When you're on TV, you have your family name on there as well. So not just representing myself, I definitely try and make sure that I'm accountable to that, accountable to my family and how I behave.
Summer Samoa, Samoans in the NRL, is a new SBS podcast that explores the world of rugby league from a Samoan perspective. We talked to current NRL players Avasil Manufangai from Canterbury Bulldogs, Joshua Bali, Canberra Raiders, Stephen Crichton from Penrith Panthers. We also hear from the Samoan OGs of the game, Leo Tanoi, Joe Ngaluvau and Leo Pepe Nigel Vangana, as we talk about family, culture, wins and challenges on and off the field. And of course, what it all means to be a Samoan in the NRL. Follow Tama Samoa, Samoans in the NRL, in the SBS radio app at sbs.com.au/Tama Samoa or in your favourite podcast app.